Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to FFT and 5, debating some first or maybe second round running backs right now. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here. Just looking at Fantasy Pros ADP, this one isn't all that close, but, you know, some people have some Dalvin Cook fear. So it's Dalvin Cook versus DeAndre Swift here. DeAndre Swift, of course, the picture of health. He has not actually played more than 13 games in either of his first two seasons, but some added bulk, Heath, maybe he can do it. First, you tell me, which side are you on here, DeAndre Swift or Dalvin Cook, and why?
Dalvin Cook, because while there are very good reasons to have concerns about Dalvin Cook, almost all of those same concerns should be had about DeAndre Swift. So if you're going to make an argument against Dalvin Cook, it's because you weren't a safer pick in the first round. And DeAndre Swift is absolutely not safer at all. I expect this offense to maybe be the best one the Vikings have had since Dalvin Cook got there. Cook's going to be involved in the passing game. They've talked about that. And I'm a little bit concerned about what Swift's target share is going to be like because Anthony Lynn's not there anymore.
All right, so let's talk about what you just said. The arguments against Cook are also against Swift. Which arguments are those?
That he's going to miss some time because of injuries.
Okay. Right. All right. So my unenviable task here is to make the case for DeAndre Swift. But I'll do it. I'll do it because I want to look at one game in particular here, and that was the Cleveland game. So this was week 11, and DeAndre Swift got hurt in week 12 and was not the same after that. Then he missed four games, and in the final two games of the season, he had a combined 11 carries and six catches. So he obviously just wasn't himself, and snap count was down, whatever. But first of all, in the first 10 games of the season, even while barely out-carrying Jamal Swift, Jamal Williams, he had 78 carries to 71 for Williams, something like that, before Williams got hurt, whatever it was. He was the number four running back in fantasy in that stretch. Now, it's actually the real way to do it is you take his points per game in that stretch and look at the end of the season. In that, he would have been number four there. But still, he was tremendous in PPR, even while splitting carries with Jamal Williams. I want to look, though, at week 11 because Jamal Williams missed week 12 and missed week 13, and DeAndre Swift dominated the running back carries there. He only had 12 against the Eagles, but they lost 44-6, but he had almost all of the running back carries. The next week, he had 33 carries. Then the Cleveland game, Jamal Williams comes back. Swift gets 14 carries. Williams gets 7. So I think it's possible. And look, I'm on Dalvin Cook's side. I would take him too. But making the argument, I think it's possible that we have not seen Dan Campbell's true hope to make DeAndre Swift into an every down back, a borderline workhorse. I don't think he's going to be like Derrick Henry or anything like that, but he's not really going to be splitting with Jamal Williams. I think that's possible, and we never got to see it play out because he got hurt immediately after Williams came back. But in that one game, he was the guy in a much more pronounced way than he had been before.
So we have a one-game sample that indicates it's possible that DeAndre Swift could get the usage that Dalvin Cook definitely will.
But then that's the other thing. Dalvin Cook has a new coaching staff now, and they have a very good backup running back. Who's to say they don't mix in Alexander Mattison the way most teams mix in their number two running back and not make it such a Dalvin Cook show? Why wouldn't they? I mean, they should do that for health purposes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the difference between the Dalvin Cook workload and the DeAndre Swift workload. That the mental gymnastics you have to do to say DeAndre Swift's going to go up and Dalvin Cook's going to go down. Even if those things happen, Dalvin Cook probably still has a bigger workload than DeAndre Swift.
Well, he had 33 carries that game without Jamal Williams. So, and then the following week, he had twice as many carries as Jamal Williams. So, you know, I don't think there's that much gymnastics to do. I don't think it's the balance. I don't think it's the uneven bars. I think it's the balance beam or something, like an easier gymnastics thing to do.
Well, I don't actually believe you could do any of those things. but like Dalvin Cook's been at 22, 25, 22 touches per game over the past three seasons. Sure, he's going to miss a few days, but like, if even if he regresses back to 19, I still think he and Swift are probably in the same ballpark, and Cook's on a much better offense with much better touchdown upside.
All right. Omar Castillo says, rank Najee Harris, DeAndre Swift, Alvin Kamara.
Well, I guess I would go Najee, Swift, Kamara right now. If there was no suspension concern, then it would be Kamara, Najee, Swift.
Okay.
And if we were actually just talking about talent, it would be Kamara, Swift, Najee.
All right. That, of course, Heath is getting a daily dig in there on Najee Harris. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today at 5. Thanks for watching, everybody.